In the wake of school shootings in the last few years in the U.S., safety and security are among the biggest of concerns for students and parents in this back-to-school season. WBUR's Kerry Young reports those feelings have been inspiring action this year.
On a hot and humid summer day, dozens of people surrounded a pop-up runway on Boston City Hall Plaza to watch a back-to-school fashion show of sorts. But rather than sporting the newest jeans and graphic tees, the student models wore Kevlar helmets, caution tape belts, and bulletproof vests.
This young man here has on a helmet, has a bullhorn. In case he just has to warn somebody, there is a shooting here at the school.
One of the models was 17-year-old Kiara De Jesus from Lawrence.
The youth should not be scared to go to school every day, and we think that a bulletproof vest shouldn't be the first thing on a parent's checklist for their child.
This is the latest demonstration in this state since the Valentine's Day shooting in Parkland, Florida. From student walkouts in Somerville to the massive March for Our Lives rally, and this past weekend's 50-mile march from Worcester to the Smith & Wesson manufacturing plant in Springfield. There, students called on the company to stop producing assault-style weapons. At the fashion show, Kiara's mom, Nidia De Jesus, says she only started to worry about whether her daughter was safe in school over the last few years.
Way back when I was in school, that wasn't the case. This is just a very new fear that has arisen.
And she's not the only one who feels this way. According to a 2018 Gallup and Phi Delta Kappa poll, roughly 34% of parents say school safety is a big concern, a threefold increase in 5 years. Glenn Kucher, the executive director of the Massachusetts Association of School Committees, adds it's not just guns that have students and parents worried.
They're concerned about safety on the school buses, safety of the roads, and safety of the buildings.
And recently, these feelings have been turning into action on a large scale. Governor Charlie Baker's administration wants to send $72 million to the public school system to improve school safety policy. And in May, the governor signed what's known as a red flag bill. That allows a judge to take away firearms from a person found to be at risk of harming themselves or others. Kucher adds, safety is also top of mind for school administrators.
A lot of our districts have ratcheted up the level of security in their buildings.
But it's more than just policy that's changing. Those bulletproof school accessories that the activists were using to make a political point, well, some of them are becoming more mainstream. You can now find bulletproof backpack inserts on major retailer websites like Walmart, Home Depot, and Office Depot. And while anxiety and activism have been on the rise, incidents like mass school shootings remain rare. Again, Glenn Kucher.
There are relatively few of them, as serious as they are.
And as NPR is reporting today, they may even be overreported. According to the investigation, the U.S. Department of Education dramatically overstated the number of school shootings during the 2015-2016 school year. Still, Kucher says the attention on school shootings has resulted in what he considers a lot of positive school policy, like a push for more school psychologists and counselors on campus. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.